Darkside. FX chain build for Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB vibes. Intermediate lesson. Let's build a reusable rack you can drop on a drum bus, breaks, stabs, bass resamples, whatever, and then we're going to automate it like a DJ doing dodgy FM wizardry right before the drop. What we're chasing is that Pirate Radio flavor you hear in classic jungle and early DNB. Band limited audio, crunchy, saturation, unstable pitch, aggressive clamp compression, and those echo and reverb throws that feel like they're bouncing off concrete. The key idea is, we're not destroying your main drums. We're building a parallel radio signal layer that you can ride in and out for hype. First, set up the routing so you don't regret it later. In live, make a drum bus that can beat a group track with your break, pops, perks, snare, or just route multiple drum tracks to a single bus. Then create a dedicated audio track called Radio Bus. Now decide how you want this to behave. The most controllable option is to route your drum bus output into Radio Bus, but keep a clean drum path too. If that sounds confusing, here's the simple mental model. You want one clean set of drums and one pirate transmission copy of the drums that you can blend under it. So either do it with routing or do it with a send. The point is parallel control. On the Radio Bus, drop an audio effect rack and name it Darkside Pirate Radio. Open the rack and create two chains. Chain 1 is DRY, and it has no devices. Chain 2 is radio, and that's where all the processing goes. Set initial volumes like this. Dry at 0 dB, radio at about minus 10 dB. That's just a starting point so you don't instantly overcook it. We'll automate intensity later. Now we build the radio chain. Device order matters because we're simulating a broadcast path. Filter the bandwidth, drive it, crush it, add instability, then echo and space, then final cleanup. First device, auto filter. Set it to band pass mode. Dart the frequency around 1.6 kHz. Set resonance, the Q, somewhere around 0.7 up to about 1.1. You want that nasal radio honk, but not a pure whistle. If your filter model has drive, give it a little, like 2 to 6 dB, and keep the envelope off. We want stable tone, because the movement is going to come from automation, not from a random envelope behavior. This filter is your tuner. In jungle, that tuning sweep is everything. It's how you make the break feel like it's being found on a dial, then it snaps into place. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 4 and 10 dB. Then set the output so you're not nuking the channel too hard. And yes, a bit of nastiness is allowed, but do it intentionally. If it turns into harsh glassy hats, back off the drive and let the compressor provide density later. The saturator is the overmodulated transmitter vibe. It thickens the mids, makes the snare bark, and pushes the break forward in that grimy way. Optional next. Redux. This is your crust knob, but it's dangerous on cymbals. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction barely at all, like 0 to 2. Dry slash wet 10 to 30%. If your tops turn into sandpaper, skip redux. It's not mandatory. It's just an extra flavor. Next, glue compressor. This is the broadcast clamp. Set attack fast, around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto or manually around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're seeding about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loud sections. Turn soft clip on and glue. Keep makeup gain off and level match by ear. Teacher note here. Compression is where people accidentally win by making it louder. Don't let louder trick you. You want it pinned and forward, not just louder. Next, chorus ensemble for wow and flutter style instability. Put it on chorus mode. Rate around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. Depth for amount about 10 to 25%. Mix 8 to 20%. Width can go 120 to 200%. But be careful. Wide modulation can vanish in mono or smear the center. We'll do a mono check later. If you want a more realistic pitch wobble, you can use shifter in a super subtle pitch mode. But chorus ensemble is quick and gets you that unstable transmission feeling. Next, echo. This is where the jungle starts talking back. Turn sync on. Choose 1/8 or 3/16. Definitely try 3/16, because it does that skippy bounce that feels very error-correct. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter the echo. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 8%. Dry/wet 10 to 25% for now, but we're going to macro this for throws. Then, reverb. Keep it short and dirty. decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, size small to medium, low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 5 to 8 kHz, dry slash wet 6 to 15%. This is not EpicWash. This is tiny room around the radio speaker. Finally, EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave, that's non-negotiable if you care about your sub and kick fundamentals staying clean. Then, if it's ripping your ears, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if you want that transmitter presence, a gentle bump around 1 to 2 kHz can make it speak. One more device for later. Add utility at the end of the radio chain. We'll use it for a clean dropout move. Cool. Now the real power move. Macros. Because the whole point is that you can automate a few musical controls instead of drawing 12 automation lanes across random device parameters. Macro 1 is tune. Map auto filter frequency. Give it a range like 400 Hz up to 4.5 kHz. That's your full tuner sweep. Later, I'll tell you how to tighten the range so it's more believable. Macro 2 is grit. Map saturator drive, maybe 3 dB up to 11 dB. Optionally, map redux downsample from 1 to 6 as well, but only if you promise you'll keep it tasteful. Macro 3 is pump. Map glue threshold so that at minimum you're barely compressing, like 1 dB of gain reduction, and at maximum you're crushing, like 8 dB. If you want, you can also map glue release slightly so it tightens up when you push it, but don't overcomplicate it. Macro 4 is wobble. Map chorus amount from 0 to 25%. Map chorus rate from 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. That's a slow, unstable drift, not AEDM wobble. Macro 5 is DUB. Map echo dry slash wet from 0 to 35%. Map echo feedback from 20 to 55%. This is your throw control. This one is going to do a lot of heavy lifting in transitions. Macro 6 is air cut. Map an EQ8 high shelf down, or low pass behavior, so it goes from 0 dB to about minus 8 dB. This is your tame the fist knob for when you push grit and the hats start screaming. Macro 7 is radio level. Map the radio chain volume itself. Set it so it can go from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB. This is the master fader that brings the pirate signal in and out. Macro 8 is dropout. This is the classic cut. The cleanest way is using that utility you added at the end. Map utility gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity. Alternatively, you could slam the filter frequency down with high resonance for the signal dying effect. I like utility for the hard cut, because it's predictable and hits like a power outage. Before we automate anything, quick coach calibration so your automation decisions are actually musical. Bring macro 7, radio level, up to your normal blend point, maybe around minus 10 to minus 8 dB, and compare perceived loudness between DRY and radio. If radio is way louder, you'll think it sounds better just because it's loud. So level match. Use live meters or drop a utility and adjust. You want same-ish loudness, just different character. Also, tighten your macro ranges based on intent. If your tune always sweeps the full 400 to 4.5k, it'll feel like an effect demo every time. A more believable daily driver range might be 900 Hz to 3.2 kHz. Then save the full sweep for special moments. The goal is, small automation equals believable broadcast movement. Big automation equals deliberate transition. Now we write automation in arrangement view, around 170 to 175 BPM. Pre-core moves. Move 1. The tune and intro, over 8 bars. Automate radio level from minus infinity up to about minus 10 dB. At the same time, sweep tune from roughly 600 Hz up to 2.5 kHz, and pull IRCT down a bit, like 0 to minus 4 dB, so it feels boxed in and band limited. Teacher tip: use automation curves like a DJ. Don't draw a perfectly straight line unless you want it to sound like a plugin demo. For tune in, try a log or exponential ramp, so it accelerates into the lock, like the signal suddenly grabs. If you want extra realism, add tiny little dips, like 1/16 bar quick drops, super subtle. That reads as unstable transmission. Move 2. Last 2 beats drop high. In the final 2 beats before the drop, spike DUB from around 10% up to 30% quickly. Increase pump so the radio layer clamps harder. Then, right before the drop, hit drop OUT for an eighth note to a quarter bar. A hard step, no fade. It should feel like someone yanked the power. Result: tension gap and then the clean drums slam back in full bandwidth. That contrast is the whole trick. Don't underestimate how powerful it is to remove the radio layer rather than add more. Move 3. Mid 16 fill, the signal damage moment, every 16 bars, for 1 bar. Push grit near the top, nudge wobble up slightly, and do a fast tune slam down then back up, like someone kicked the tuner. This is controlled chaos. It spices up phrasing without wrecking the groove. Now, parallel discipline. This is where intermediate producers either get classy or get messy. Keep your main drums punchy and wide. Blend the radio chain so you feel it more than you clearly hear it. A solid starting point is the radio layer sitting 12 to 6 dB below the dry drums. Then you automate it louder only when you want attention. If the radio layer becomes the main drum sound all the time, your drop loses impact because there is no contrast left. Common mistakes to avoid while you're tweaking. If the hats get harsh, don't keep pushing saturation hoping it'll magically get warmer. Use air cut, reduce redux, or reduce drive. Jungle breaks get painful fast in that upper mid range. Too much reverb will destroy punch and turn everything into retro mush. Keep it short. Don't skip the high pass on the radio chain. If you let sub and kick fundamentals into this mess, you'll smear the low end and your mix will wobble in a bad way. Also, don't automate everything at once. Pick one or two hero moves per section. Usually tune plus radio level is enough. Then add dub only at phrase ends, that's how it stays readable. And gain stage. Saturator plus glue can jump. Match levels so when you automate, it feels intentional, not accidental. Now, a few pro upgrades if you want darker, heavier DNB flavor. 1. Resample your radio bus. Record 8-bar loops of the tuned-in break and then slice them. That's a very jungle workflow. Print the damage, then rearrange it.